We're talking with my friend and yours, Carlton Huffman. We're talking about the year in review. And we were talking, on the other side, we're talking about the election wins and some of the surprising off-year and local election results that have happened. You talked about Wisconsin State Supreme Court, which that came up. I was talking with Jill Underley, our education secretary, actually, this not to drop a name, but she's wonderful. And we were talking about Susan Crawford and the amount of courage that she had to have to stand up to the richest man in the world trying to buy a Supreme Court seat. And I did this too. I have to give Brad Schimmel a lot of credit for how he handled his loss. I sent him a message personally as well with the integrity that he had in losing that race. He did it with dignity. He did it with class. And Brad's a good guy. I think you know Brad as well. But yeah, and then you had results in Georgia as well. It was some surprises this year.
And that's the thing, that 2026 and whenever what's to come, I mean, it's basically everything that's on the ballot right now is a referendum of what we were promised with this administration. We were promised lower prices, we were promised stability, and instead we have chaos, higher prices, and just a general sense that things are not getting better in the country. And in fact, many ways people are thinking that it's getting worse. But I will just have to give, like I said, the Democrats, Resistance 2.0, all the credit in the world, because they decided to focus on the things that people cared about, which is affordability and holding power to account. And because of that, you're seeing Democrats win in places that they are not used to winning in. And that's something that has been the case for about two decades, that parts of the country, including in the South and including parts of the Midwest, where Democrats could not win, but now they're winning, and they're winning big. So I would sit there and say that that's something that you don't take for granted, that that's what's going to happen next year. But the protests, the organizational meetings, and just candidates just getting out there and being willing to put their name on the ballot, that is something that I think that we can take part in as we head into the latter part of the year. And I would just sit there and say, too, the fact that you're seeing Trump basically go through the same thing that we all go through at some point in life if we are blessed with the years, is that he's getting old. And you're seeing that he's slowing down and just... You take him out of the picture and they're screwed. They don't have really any redemptive agenda to speak of at that point. And the only thing that he could bring to the table was just the cultural excitement of, here I am, this amazing celebrity who everybody seems to love on my side. And he's the last unifying factor that they have. And one big surprise event that just had cultural ramifications, but also a lot of political ramifications that I think are underappreciated, was the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And I had the opportunity to meet him, so I just will sit here and say, just the more I think about it, having met him in person, I mean, it says something whenever you see somebody that you've met, and even if you don't agree with them and you think that some of the things they stand for are repulsive, to see them gunned down in broad daylight in public like that, it didn't just have a personal effect on me. I mean, it had a big effect, not just with folks that are MAGA, folks that love Charlie and everything he stood for, but you just saw people just instantly recoil from the violence of that act. But it also, too, had a catalytic effect that basically has MAGA splitting up over some of the most profound issues since Trump came down the escalator. You've got Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens embracing outright anti-Semitism. You've got Ben Shapiro, who I think I would like to say in an earlier time he would have known better than to go along with Trumpism, but you find him having to basically sit there and say, bigots are not welcome, and just spoiler alert, with MAGA, yes, they are. And you also saw, too, one of the great surprise stories, and it came out of the Kirk assassination, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She said that whenever she saw what happened to both Charlie and Trump's reaction to it, she's like, if I say I'm a Christian and I'm true to that fact, I can't keep acting like this. And that led to probably one of the biggest breakups of the year between somebody who was seen as the ultimate MAGA warrior in Marjorie Taylor Greene, basically being called a traitor by the president, who she went and fought for, spent her own money for, and dedicated her life to. And she found out the sad effect: everything Trump touches dies.
You know, if someone would have told me at the beginning of 2025 that Marjorie Taylor Greene would be having like a relatively cordial conversation on places like The View and, you know, 60 Minutes and all of those types of places, and the conversation would revolve around her basically leaving MAGA, I would have said, you're freaking nuts.
Like I said, she is also someone I've met, and that too is something that I could not have predicted, but it's one of the things that I would always say about her is that for a lot of these people, Steve Bannon, Jack Posobiec, and just like the who's who of MAGA influencers, they're putting on a bit. She actually believed in this stuff. She actually believed the agenda. And then it's whenever you see that it's just a man behind the curtain and not a wizard, you see, it's not real. The commitment to this stuff is only what they say. Trump does not care about the forgotten man or woman of America. He cares about enriching his bank account.
Right.
And the people around him, they might care about deporting brown people, and they might care about slashing the federal government, but that's not what she campaigned on. That's not what Trump campaigned on. She believed it, they didn't, and then she had to either decide, I am either going to go along with what they've done and continue the lie, or I'm going to be true to myself. And it does not excuse all the odious things that she said and some of the just horrible conduct that she had before. But my hat is off to anybody who, whenever they are come to that fork in the road to decide either I'm going to lie or change who I am, or I'm going to leave on my own terms. And I just think that that's a beautiful thing about what she's done.
Yeah, and I think we're going to continue this on the other side of the break. But I do think that she needs to have a tip of the cap for what she's done, because that took a lot of courage here. We're talking with Carlton Huffman here on The Rational Revolution. We're going to continue our year in review right after this. Stick around.